Tom Brannock, good afternoon, sir. How are you keeping?
I'm mighty, Catherine. How's it going?
Good.
Nice to chat to you.
Yeah, all is good in the hood. So we were just saying upstairs that it's really nice. It's kind of bold, isn't it, when you have a day off or you can take a day off and you know your colleagues are working away and you want to make the most of an afternoon out or a day, or you can even disappear for an overnight.
Yeah, 100%. Not that we're encouraging absenteeism, but like if you have, if you're not working, or if at the very least you can, you know, balance a Zoom call on a kayak or something, definitely it's very tempting to hit the road. And there's always something new and fresh to kind of discover every year in the Irish staycation scene. So we've got some great options.
100%. So because it's you, let's start in Cork. Shall we start in West Cork?
Yeah, West Cork. So like peak staycation territory. And West Cork, of course, has got some classic attractions. You know, you got your Gugan Barra, Mizzen Head Lighthouse, and the Jersey Island Cable Car. But there's some really cool new things on the cards for this year. I think this one could be up your street, Catherine. So Cape Clear Ferries have really cool excursions to Cape Clear Island itself, and they do sunset tours of Fastnet Island. But this year they have Rock the Boat disco evenings.
Yes!
So, thank you. So you board in Baltimore, and they've teamed up with the Algiers Inn to bring the disco on the water, they say. So you head off on a 2-hour cruise through the stunning Carbery 100 Isles, and then you get down to some great disco music. There's a bar on board, and then you can continue the party back to the Algiers Inn in the evening. And obviously they only operate on fine weather, so you don't have to pack the motilium.
And am I thinking too much about this Rock the Boat? I love it because it's Rock the Boat, but is that anything to do with Fastnet Rock? I'm probably thinking way too deep into it.
It's very much down to the fact that you will actually be singing Rock the Boat and getting down on the ground. It's literally Rock the Boat. It's that routine that will feature.
I love it.
You've been warned.
I love it. Other new places to stay, Tom, down around that part? Any nice kind of cool B&Bs or...?
So Mossy's B&B is a great one now Beara. Really kind of next generation of Irish B&Bs, run by a French, Canadian and German couple. Really kind of aesthetic sanctuary vibe. And if you are in Glengariff, they do a really cool forage feast and paddle a weekend too, with two green shoots and outdoors Ireland. So you can go foraging, have a feast, kayak, and then maybe stay in Mossy's in the evening.
Lovely. Sounds great. Okay, will we move? Let's move to the other end of the country, because you have something for us in Derry, a lovely spa break, and there's a festival thrown in there as well.
Exactly. I think like Derry has really kind of become one of the most popular city break ideas or destinations in the country right now. Much of it is down to, I think, literally down to the Derry Girls effect.
It's unbelievable.
Really put the city more on the map. Absolutely, yeah. And there's a really cool new spa hotel there now called the Ebrington that opened in the last year. It's located in the regenerated Waterside District. It's a really lovely area of the city, and then you can have your spa treatment or a lovely lunch afterwards, either on site. The chef in charge there is Noel McNeil from he used to work in the Lock, or from the Lock Garden Resort. And then actually there's some really nice options too in the area, like the Wall Street Brewery, one of the most outstanding Sunday lunches I've ever had. And then in the city itself, you've got the Derry Girls experience, which I actually only know the Derry Girls from bits of YouTube clips, but it actually feels like going to a nostalgic like 80s and 90s museum. You know, you've got the various like, feels like going back in time. So a really cool experience in any right. And then the Foyle Maritime Festival is taking place at the end of this month. So you have that, and Derry knows how to do a festival. I was there for Patrick's Day this year. They have the outstanding Halloween festival, and this Foyle Maritime Festival, it turns into the city centre into kind of a mile long maritime village. So you have a whole flotilla of boats, you've got a vintage fairground, there are legendary food festivals. So a really fun one if you're in the Ulster area.
Good stuff. Yeah, the first time I was ever in Derry was for the Fla Ceoil. It was the first time they brought the Fla Ceoil up the north. What a city. Oh my God, walking the Derry
walls. They really know how to party. They go all out.
Yeah, it's such a great city.
And quite affordable too. City breaks have become quite expensive, but you'll get some good value in Derry.
I'm still stuck on the best Sunday lunch you'd eaten. Where was it again?
It was the Wall Street Brewery.
And
it was outstanding.
What did you have? Like, was it a roast dinner?
Yeah, I had a roast, and I'm a celiac, and everything was just down to the T. The meat was amazing, the spuds, like it was just A1. And I mean, I've had enough of them in my time, so to say this is the best is saying something.
All right, stay with festivals, a coffee festival. We think we know so much about coffee. We are now doing coffee festivals. Love this.
Yeah, so many road trippers along the motorways will know the Bird Hill The Barracks House, the Barracks Bird Hill spot in County Limerick. And so they have their first coffee festival in July, the 6th and 7th of July, the Old Barracks Roastery, people would know it as, in Bird Hill. So they've got a whole week up lineup. They've got guest speakers, a latte art throwdown. So that could be a cool one to kind of up
what
your...
What is that?
Barista. I assume it's where, you know, the way they put, they can do all these amazing stuff on the top of a latte nowadays.
Okay.
Like, you know, you might have a feather or a shamrock or... I think even I've seen them with your pet. You can even get, I'm not saying these guys will do, but I've even seen you can get your pet's face on your latte now.
Yeah.
There's some machine that's
going to do that.
I've
seen that as well at weddings and stuff like
yes,
that you get your face planted onto the top of a pint.
So food trucks, masterclasses, and that's a kind of, the nice thing about Bird Hill or going to that festival is you can either do a day trip or else stay in that whole Loch Derg area, which is great.
Oh, beautiful,
and then Limerick
yeah.
City is only down the road. Like the Strand Hotel, really nice areas like there. And then the International Rugby Experience, they just celebrated their very successful first year. So that's a kind of a world class experience, and it's one of those things that even if you're not a rugby fan, you'll get sucked into it.
Great stuff. Very quickly, an escape to Mayo, you have that for us as well.
Yeah, so Inishturk is one of the one of Ireland's lesser known islands, but that's a really wonderful off the beaten track destination. Their local tourism cooperative have created lovely self-catering accommodations. If you'd like to linger a little longer, you get there via Runa off the Mayo coast, and it's actually Ireland's most remote island. Tory is closer, Tory is further, but it'll take you a little bit further to get to Inishturk with the ferries. So if you really want to switch off. And then so many other great island day trips like the Salties, Spike Island, you're spoiled for choice.
Inishkay Islands, I have to give them a mention off the coast.
The Blacksod Lighthouse tours.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Can you imagine being there last weekend?
Oh, amazing. What a roundup in 7 minutes, Tom.
There.
No better man.
That's watching the clock there.
Thanks again for all the great tips. Always love chatting to you, Tom.
You too. Thanks, Catherine.